ABC Radio Australia.
Now, professional soccer in Oceania is now less than 6 months away, with the newly created OFC Pro League due to kick off in January. Of the inaugural eight clubs, five will be from the Pacific, based in PNG, Vanuatu, Fiji, Solomon Islands and Tahiti, and four of those five will be brand new franchises. So with very little time to prepare, will they be ready for the big kickoff? And even if they are, can they sustain a professional club for the long term? Carl Evans investigates.
Rivalries are fierce in the Vodafone Super League, Vanuatu's premier soccer competition. But this season, Mariki FC's Nicholas King says the stakes are higher than ever.
You see a lot more competition in the league and everyone's trying to make it to the team, as far as some players moving from the outer islands into the main capital to play in the main league just to get a chance to be scouted.
The team he's referring to is Vanuatu United FC, a brand new club set to compete in the newly formed OFC Pro League next year.
Every family for every island. This is the OFC Professional League. This is where dreams come true.
It's the first professional sporting team in the country's history and an opportunity of a lifetime for Nevans in the soccer-loving nation.
It's an opportunity for players to go out and play, and that's the big dream for players in Vanuatu. So it's given a big boost to the morale, and all the young players have something to work for now, and it's just made it a lot more easier for them, I guess, as opposed to having to, you know, make it up our ranks and going to Australia to play before you can make it to a professional league. It's basically brought to your doorstep now. So
inside the franchise, the stakes are just as high. Administrators are working overtime to get the team ready for January. Beyond that, newly appointed general manager Christian Happel is putting structures in place to sustain the club long term.
One of the main things what we're looking now is to get a head coach in. So this will be done in the next couple of days. Hopefully we have already something to announce. So very excited about this. And of course, to set up the structures. I have staff now for marketing and media, and there will be some more people coming in. So this is going along very nicely.
Vanuatu, along with the four other Pacific franchises, are building at a pace that's almost unprecedented. It won its bid to join the competition in August and has less than 6 months to prepare for kickoff. For context, Papua New Guinea's NRL franchise was given 3 years.
So it is very ambitious, that's for sure, and it's completely new. And with a lot of, you know, newly found clubs, and they have the same challenge to build everything up. That's why I'm saying we're getting good people in now to work on the off-pitch performance and infrastructure as well. And this will be absolutely crucial. But having said that, I wouldn't be here if I really believe in this idea, in this project.
Luckily, there'll be financial assistance from the get-go. FIFA and the OFC will cover travel costs and accommodation initially, removing many overhead costs for Vanuatu, who won't play any home games during the first season.
There will be each circuit round will be played at a different place. And this is actually for us in this respect quite good, you know, so we don't have to talk about event organization, ticketing, etc., security and all these kind of things.
On the flip side, they won't get any income from gate revenue, and efforts to build a local fan base might be hindered by the lack of exposure on home soil. It's also unclear if the OFC will continue to foot the bill of travel costs beyond the first year. However, Happel says they won't be expected to turn a profit immediately, and he's confident the OFC will give them the time they need to build.
So it takes time, it takes trust, but to think that in 4 or 5 months that you have millions of Australian dollars of revenue streams in is unrealistic.
In Solomon Islands, new franchise the Solomon Kings are working through many of the same issues. However, it has help in the form of Queensland-based club Wynnum Wolves FC, who have partnered with the Kings on its Pro League journey.
So we help them with their football technical aspects, help them set up the club, but predominantly we're there to help grow the game with them. It also creates pathways both for players from Wynnum to go to Solomon Islands and vice versa.
Robbie Crayham is the president of Wynnum Wolves, a newly appointed vice chairman of the Solomon Kings. He says the partnership will also facilitate cultural exchanges between younger age groups and provide professional opportunities for Wynnum's senior players. And that's not all.
What they don't have is a disciplined professional, and I don't mean that in a derogatory way, it's setting up in a proper structure way how to set up an academy, full-on academy. And I think that's part of the excitement of helping them is what how we can help them set up that academy process underneath the team to ensure there's a flow of players that will continue to come through forever a day.
As for when it's all going to be up and running, though, is unclear. But ready or not, the OFC Pro League will kick off in January. Back in Vanuatu, Nicholas King says optimism is as high on the pitch as it is off it.
In the midst of all the negativity, like we've had a lot of people, you know, say some negative stuff about this and here, and it's like, you know, we have to start somewhere, you know, and it's for me, it's a boost. It's a boost to young players, especially players of my age where we believe we have the talent and we want to try and make it there.
That is Moriki FC's Nicholas King, ending that report by Carl Evans.